Well, hello there, life architect, my fellow life architect. It's Adam Carroll here with episode number 159 of the Build a Bigger Life podcast. Today's episode is a solo cast, and my intention today is to just plant a seed. I want to plant a seed in your mind that will germinate and it will grow and it will begin to allow you to look at things just a little bit differently. Maybe some of those things that are causing frustration or stress or anxiety in your life. This is something that someone very near and dear to me shared with me. Her name is Gayana Tapscott. And I suppose technically you could say she's my grandmother. She married my grandfather several years ago. And although Gay is much more than grandma to me, Gay is this amazing human being who has this ephemeral spirit, and she's a great listener, and she has always been there for me, for my family, for the extended family. She is family. And so one day, Gay shared with me this saying that uncommunicated expectations are simply pre-planned resentments. I'm going to say it again because it's a lot to unpack. Uncommunicated expectations are just pre-planned resentments. And that little tidbit of wisdom has stuck with me ever since Gay shared that with me. And I've thought a lot about expectations, and I want to talk about that today with you, my listeners, because I believe that our level of happiness in life is directly related to what our expectations of life are. Another good friend of mine told me that happiness is merely an equation, and the equation is simply reality over expectations. That for most people, if they find themselves to be unhappy in life, at work, in their relationship, with their financial situation, whatever it may be, their level of happiness is directly related to what their expectations are of where they should be at that point in time. So we're going to unpack this a little bit today on the show, and I want to leave you with some questions near the end. These are questions that ultimately I want you to walk away from this recording and know that you can ask yourself to change your perspective just a little bit. So let me start by asking you this. If you are frustrated by anything at all right now, the question I would like you to answer is, what are you expecting? Because if it's not what you're expecting, then you'll likely be frustrated or be unhappy, right? The level of happiness is your reality over your expectations. So what are you expecting? And the second question to ask is, do other people know that if there are other people involved in this expectation game with you? So let me give you some examples. So which expectations is someone not meeting that causes unhappiness for you if there is someone else involved in that, obviously? So let me give you some examples. The boss hasn't given me that compliment or that promotion or that raise. That might be an expectation. Someone else is involved. You clearly have this expectation. Maybe they don't know that you have that expectation. Maybe this one's causing some of the unhappiness or causing you to have a smaller life, not a bigger life. You expected a thank you note from that gift that you sent. You're very thoughtful. Maybe you surprised your significant other with some very thoughtful gift for Valentine's Day, or maybe you sent a package to a relative and they didn't respond with a thank you note. So deep down, did you have an expectation that you would get one back? And last but not least, do you expect your family to run and hug you when you walk in the door? I had that expectation for a number of years. And candidly, where it came from was every time, nearly every time, my dad got home from work, my mom would meet him at the door and give him a big hug and kiss. And I thought that was the thing. That was what spouses did. And so erroneously, I had created this expectation that that was the response I would get from my wife and from my kids. Now, luckily, my dog meets me at the door every time I come home. So it's really cool. I expect Murdoch to come running and give me a hug. And I'm honestly super thrilled when my kids or my wife do, though I have tempered that expectation now because I realized that the expectation that they would come running to me was actually creating some of my unhappiness when I walked in the door and didn't get the greeting that I thought I should receive. So let me take this down another path. Perhaps you have expectations of people that they're going to do something wrong. And that is also creating some unhappiness. So let me ask you this question to put it into perspective. When was the last time you were truly surprised by someone? You were surprised by what they did. And when I say surprise, you were positively surprised by what they did. I would posit that you had an expectation that they would do the wrong thing. And so you were already prepping yourself to be mad because you expected them to do this thing the wrong way. I don't know about you, but I've often had conversations with someone else while they're not even there. If you know what I'm saying, you're having this dialogue, imagining what it would be like going back and forth with this person. And at the crux of this is you have an expectation of how they would respond, but it may not be accurate. And so when you do have this conversation and you may think, wow, that was surprising. It went reasonably well. And I was expecting it to go south. What it's doing is it's seeding our interaction with them. So if you are holding expectations for or against someone or something, know that it is impacting the way that you interact with them. I would maintain that we are actually creating conflict on an ongoing basis by expecting someone's behavior, but it is entirely in our head. So here's what I'm talking about. If you can hold no opinion for or against, if you can be as neutral as humanly possible and be in positive, I would call it expectation, but positive anticipation, but have radical acceptance. And I've done a show on radical acceptance before. Radical acceptance to me is I have high intention, but I have low attachment. So I intend for things to go a certain way, but if they don't, I'm not going to be incredibly tied to the outcome. High intention, low attachment. So there are three keys, as I mentioned, to make this work. This is going to be a brief solo cast this week, but I think it's really profound and powerful if you put this into practice. Number one, I want you to follow Gaiana's advice, and that is communicate your expectations to other people. Remember, uncommunicated expectations are simply pre-planned resentments. But when you communicate, my expectation, kids, is that the dishwasher be emptied by the time we get home tonight. That's a clearly defined expectation. My expectation, honey, is that if I'm cooking, you are doing the dishes. That is my expectation. My expectation this weekend is that we clean the house and we're going to do it from 9 to 11 or 9 to 10. Or my expectation is you are going to find someone to clean the house for me because I can't stomach this anymore. These are very clearly defined expectations. In the workplace, what that means is you are communicating expectations to your teammates, to your boss, to direct line reports, to other departments. The reason that organizations today are facing silos and conflict and going off in multiple directions is there are uncommunicated expectations. So number one key, communicate your expectations as much as humanly possible. Number two, ask yourself in moments where you are feeling frustrated or anxiety prone, or maybe just angry, flat out angry at someone, ask yourself the question, what was I expecting? Because the real deal is we are all habitual offenders. Like when we do something poorly, we tend to do it poorly all the time. As an example, I have missed taking out the recycling bin. And then we go 2 weeks before they come back to get the recycling bin, and our recycling bin is then overflowing. I know that I do that. And for my wife, as an example, to expect that I'm always going to get it right would be erroneous. To expect that I'm always going to get it wrong might be more true, might not be fair, but it's going to be somewhat accurate. And so I have to come up with ways of making sure that I do that. But know that in companies today, there are also people that are expecting things that have not communicated that. So the question to ask yourself is this, what was I expecting? What is frustrating me? What is the reality and what was my expectation and how did those differ? What was I expecting? And the last key to overcoming this expectation gap is understanding that happiness is an equation And the equation is very simply reality over expectations. So if we, I mean, I hate to say this, but if you lower your expectations, you'll actually be happier. And that's going to be really challenging for some of you out there, particularly those that hold a very high bar for yourself and for others. That expectation may just not be realistic. And as a result, it might be causing you some frustration, some anger, some headaches. To give you a concrete example of this, if anyone's ever said, you got to check out this restaurant, the food was amazing, the service was incredible. If anyone of you are into Broadway shows and someone said, go see this Broadway show, it's so good. Or a new movie that came out, you've got to see this movie. It'll blow your mind, the directing, the acting. And then you go and the food's not that good. The service, not that good. The Broadway show had the performance you saw. They had the B team in. The movie that you went and saw, your friend recommended, maybe it just wasn't your style and you didn't like it. The happiness of those things is related to the expectation that was set ahead of time. So temper your expectations in all things. We can hope for the best for sure. And I maintain that we are always creating our life. We are the architect of our own life. But let's ratchet down some of our expectations to really savor the reality that is here and with us today. If we want to build a bigger life, let's love the reality that we're in, hold positive anticipation and radical acceptance. Here's to building a bigger life. See you next time. Thank you.